Right now? Are we on the air, lady skill,
yes,
now?
Yes, we are.
I'm sorry. Hey, yo, what's the move?
You're listening to WGXC, Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.
People want shirts with the brand name on it, and suddenly we ain't so
from mom and dad. My Christmas card looks like a mugshot, 'cause suddenly I'm getting sad.
Been waiting for today, but all I can think to say is,
oh no, don't throw out my Legos. What if I can't let go? What if I come back home? At home, 'cause I wanna move out, I don't wanna move on. Can we keep my Legos at home? 'Cause I wanna move out, I don't wanna move on. It's cold out there, you're standing there, you're trying to face your greatest fear. You're shivering, you're trembling, it's warm in here, so come back in. I wanna move out, I don't wanna move on.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio Live on 97 FM, WDXE Broadcasting, Acre, Catskill, and
Hudson.
And I am your lovely sound engineer, DJ Sean Money.
And I'm your host, DJ Cola, and we have some news for you. I'm gonna let the man himself break it to you. It's a bittersweet, because it's sad, but it's also a seed to plant a tree,
a new one,
to
man.
A new one, life, not right. Just a new life, whole new connections, whole new everything,
right? Sadly, today is my last radio show. I know, right?
Check the date. This is April Fool's. That is not.
Boo.
You thought it would be boo.
Yeah, I did.
That just,
anyways, it's okay. I got trolled as usual with these sound effects. You know, you know, it's actually no.
Pizza.
It's my last radio show. I know. Wait, hold on. I know. My last.
We always get the weird sound effects.
I know, guys. It's okay. I know. It's fine. I'll be back eventually. Like, I know. It's not what you guys thought. I know you guys are upset at me. Like, I know. It's. I know, guys. You know. I know. I gotta go to college. I'm going for culinary. So today, this show will be based off around, me, I guess. Usually, I try not to be the center of attention, but I try to make it more about you guys and more about my hills. But today, yeah, it's my last show. Most likely, you will probably be taking over sound engineer and host.
It seems that way.
Right.
I'm going to try to emphasize the new generation. That's what we're moving towards. We're going to get a bunch more youth, because those of you OG listeners will know.
There were other people before us.
We were tiny.
Yeah.
You guys were tiny.
Yeah, we were like 14. Like, I remember the original crew, me, Lincoln, guys, Bubba, Phoebe.
You guys
Kingston.
Think we mess up a lot now? Shots fired.
Oh.
I swear. Because I used to mess up worse than anybody when I first started to.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
I don't know.
I think there's been some really crazy mess ups, like messed up shows.
I forgot this I've gotten everything ready and forgot to stream twice.
Oh my goodness.
I usually catch myself like
forgetting to stream. What are some crazy memories I have actually? Some memories I got. Actually, you know what? Let's hear it from him himself. I'm gonna call him and see if Titan. I can. Call Titan and see if I can get any memories out of him, man.
That'd be crazy if he picked up. That'd be awesome,
right?
We were just on a meeting with him earlier.
Did he join?
Yeah.
For
our Vermont trip that we do, those of you who don't know, while my sound engineer beautifully does his art, I'm going to describe what Clubhouse is. We are a drop-in center, which is like a community center, but better
because
we are brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, which means we got mental health professionals to talk to if you're feeling down or if you're celebrating some victories in life, too, because it's always important to have people to have your back and that feel proud of you and to share victories with. And we are located 455 Main Street. I think I said this, but we are brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. We're open Mondays to Fridays, 1 to 8. Soon to be changing hours because school is starting. That's crazy.
We're heading to Target.
No, we're not heading to Target. Silly. Anyways.
Target's going to be my next Target.
Do you have any questions for me before I go off to college? You wanted to get out of me for a couple of years or anything? What's wrong? It's really the hot seat for me, man. Right. Like.
How was it? How was it all?
Starting?
No, just how was everything? How was this whole experience for you? What do you think? And if I got a perfect question.
Okay.
If you wrote a book about your life, what chapter do you think this would be, and what would you write about it, and what would you put?
What chapter? Well, I would think chapter 19. I'll say chapter 19. It has to be chapter 19.
The three most important key points you want to put in that book about what you gained from this experience?
Don't give up on dreams. Keep aspiration. It's more than three, but it's.
This is a perfect instrument.
Keep going. Don't let your struggles define you. Put all you got into it. There are times when you don't want to. Just try. Fake it till you make it. That's a good one. That's a lot of people say that one.
Yeah.
And inspire.
You either.
Inspire. That's all I can say. Inspire.
See.
Inspire and teach.
Those are fire words of wisdom. Don't be like me where you have to learn it yourself and you can't listen to people. Because it took me a long time to start actually listening to what people say. That's amazing. Just not letting your struggles define you is something that's easy for you. And that's just an amazing quote. We might put that in a quote book and we might, what's it called? You know how we have the radio agreements?
Yeah.
We might put those on the radio agreements. Follow your dream. Don't let your struggle. We could have that right there.
That'd be crazy.
You could even put it in quotes. Put your name in there. How do you cement it in the legacy?
By DJ Sean Money. Anyways. What's a good memory that I can think of? There's so many.
Should we? Ooh, I got a pun about this. Should we spill the beans on this one?
Which one?
The jelly beans.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I forgot about the jelly beans.
Get it?
Yeah, spill the beans on the jelly beans. I'll let you do that one. You can do that one. You can help me out on that one.
So, I'm going to put numbers. There's an anonymous DJ 1, anonymous DJ 2, and anonymous DJ 3. So 1 and 2 and 3 were just talking, having a great conversation. And then 1, number 1 in this situation kind of turns around, asks 2 and 3, do you think this will break if I slam it against the wall? And number 2... is like, we can't do this. We actually have to be working. I think number 2 Number two was sound engineer at the time.
Yeah.
But then there was number three. And number three was like, I don't know, you want to give it a try?
Jelly beans went everywhere.
Oh, it literally...
Jelly beans went everywhere. Like,
it was the most colorful of explosions.
If you could think of, like, experience when someone's like...
It was more colors than Pride Month.
Like, when... if you could ever think of an experience when someone's like, don't do that, we have to do something important, and you just have that one friend that's like, it's like, impulsive thought.
Oh.
Me, impulsive thought? Go, impulsive thought? And you're like, no, don't do that. And they're like, but impulsive thought.
That's the story of my life.
Explain yourself. And they're like, you know what? I'm going to do the impulsive thought. And they did the impulsive thought.
My whole career has been impulsive thoughts,
man. I also remember the meetings with Phoebe. DJ Phoebe, man.
Those
meetings are crazy.
You guys both were the ones to teach me. I didn't know nothing. You were the you were in person at the time.
Yeah. It was just me, actually. Phoebe
was the one behind the scenes.
Yeah,
the man behind the scenes.
He was giving us prompts through Google Meets.
He taught us everything. He taught us how to connect.
No word. Yeah,
I'm gonna say this later, off radio, because it's funny.
Also, I would say I owe a lot to like DJ Phoebs and like Consu. Just cause like, man, bro, like they taught me a lot. Like, I don't think. Honestly, I don't think that if they would have never taught me this outlet, I think I probably would have still been really angry. Like, I don't think me coming this far was on my own. It's anybody coming so far, it was never on your own. But, like, getting this far, being able to say, hey, I'm going to college, it's really a cool experience. And, hey... We may never know. This may not actually be my actual last show. We never know.
That's true.
For all we know, I could go and
surprise guest, right?
I could go and I don't like it.
Even
man.
If there's distance,
yeah.
We can do the Google Meets that we used to do. Right.
I'm only an hour away, bro. Only an hour away. You know.
I have a question. Earlier, you were saying you would still be experiencing some negative emotions if you didn't have this outlet. What do you think you would spend your time doing if you never found this outlet?
Honestly, I'd say two or three things. I probably would have gotten the Nate route. Maybe done boxing. Maybe done crazy activity like that. Or like, I probably just wouldn't have came to Clubhouse, because like radio was like my main reason to go back and forth between Hudson, actually. Yeah, because Kenny had introduced me to radio.
That's crazy.
As we know, I lied, he didn't introduce me to radio. Kenny and Nate introduced me to Clubhouse.
That's crazy.
It was Nate and Wentz. We're like, no, there's really no one there. And then Kenny was like, come on, bro. I need more people that I know at the time. We were like 14, 13, going to the library. And we just needed something to do, because all we did was go to the library and just play Roblox. And we were doing YouTube and stuff like that of that nature. And I was like, yo, I love the library, but like, I need something else to do. When the library
is
open,
so much books.
Yeah, and we were in the reading
books
are
great.
For real.
Like, I ain't. What's it called?
I'm not a reader. Not a reader.
Yeah.
You
were there playing the Roblox.
Yeah,
what was your favorite Roblox game at the time? I'm gonna judge you on this.
Murder mystery, man, and Speedrun 4. Speedrun 4.
Those are my two. I forget which speedrun was my favorite. But
all
one was
speedruns,
my favorite.
Man.
This is what happens when you get Gen Z radio show.
Let's see.
What do you think Gen Alpha radio show is going to be like?
Hey, man.
Hello, all my Rizzlers. What's up, Sigmas?
What was your favorite skibbity moment of the week, man?
No.
Like,
Juvenoia is a forever lasting phenomenon.
I'm trying to think, man. what was really my biggest vibe, like, of these past, like, from 14 to now? That's crazy. I know my anniversary is probably passed a couple times. Because I came to Clubhouse when I was 14. I started working with Clubhouse since I was 14.
Five,
I'm 19.
Five.
I'm 19.
Half a decade.
I'm 19.
Or on your resume, you know how they always say, put it fancy?
Yeah.
Don't put 5 years, put half a decade.
Nah, imagine.
That's a quarter of your life.
Yeah, like, you want to know something else I should have been? I never did it. I never did it. I should have got YouTube Premium for radio. We never did it. We were supposed to get YouTube Premium for Clubhouse Radio for so long. We just never did it.
No sponsor.
No sponsor,
I
man.
YouTube sponsor us.
For
give us,
real.
Give us YouTube Premium for free, man.
It would look good for you. We're a mental health association.
And we're youth,
come on,
man. Anyways, back to what we were saying. It was just a cool ride. Like, the experience is like something like I would never want to take back. Like, the fact that I have to stop doing radio is crazy. Like honestly, I remember at one point DJ Fee was like, "Hey, if you want, I could get you your own radio show by yourself, like just you with Weave Farm." And I was like, I thought about it, and I was like, and then I got the chance to like intern. Like, I never went, but like a part of me is kind of happy I didn't, and then I got to stay with Clubhouse for more, cause like I don't think like the chunks of my life that is entangled with Clubhouse, I don't think I would ever take that back,
right?
Or
you
like
think?
Ask for. I would probably ask for a redo just to relive it the same.
You ever think one day you're going to blow up and then Nardbar is going to be like, "Okay, Shaw Money. Shaw Money. What's Clubhouse Radio?" And then you're like, "Wow."
I'm like, "Wow, man. What?
Well, you're DJ Shaw Money. We have to know.
Wow.
That's my first time doing a Nardbar impression.
And I was like,
don't judge me too hard.
Actually, I'd be like, so Clubhouse is, originally in Hudson, New York. I'll never forget where it was. It was near Speedway, and it was this black and tannish building, like bricks are like white.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that, and I remember the walls used to chip so vividly on the outside. It was raining with thunder, with snow. I remember like I lived all the way down on the other side of town. And I remember, like, I would just walk blocks just to go to Clubhouse and walk up the stairs and play PS4 games and chill with Kenny and Nina and so many of our old staff. And that was when Kai would just be in his office, and he had his dog. You know, we all know his dog, KJ. Like, I remember, like, that's when he used to come and run around, and before he was psycho and... before he had the muzzle, and like I just remember he used to really be our mascot. He just used to run around and
AJ,
so many good
AKA
vibes.
Ray J,
feel me?
Rage.
Like it just used to be so many quality moments, to the point where like even the kids that were quote unquote ghetto, they didn't have any future. They weren't good kids to the public. They went there and acted normal and were respectful and kind, and it made you realize something, that like community was really a big part of life. And it was, I would say I would never take back those moments of key moments of my life where you get to see community and just those key aspects. And like even the bad moments where it was like chaotic or like stressful or like you didn't want to be here or like I didn't want to be here, I would say like those shaped me. The trauma and the stress shaped me, along with the bad and the good. It was a vibe. I make music. I got to make music. I got to do radio. I got to get paid for swimming.
I like what you're saying. You're saying you had a medium to pour your soul into, and the vessel that the medium gave you is what shaped
yeah.
your soul.
Every song, every time I've talked, every one I've pressed is me. I've put my essence into this show from me being 15 to now. And stepping back and letting someone else take it over is different, because it's like, I remember for a period of time I was like, take over a radio show? No one's gonna take it. I'm gonna stay forever and take up Kai's position. And Kai, I'm still going to take your position now, but I'm gonna come back. I gotta get through Matt and Ashley.
New lore.
I will become him.
New character.
I'll come back and become him, man. And I remember, like, as a kid, being like, I want your job. It was such a moment in time. And I remember I used to be so, like, possessive of the radio show. And, like, yeah, I just used to be so...
For a limited time.
Limited time.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess limited time.
Just not limited time at that.
I just, like, really remember J. Cole. Anyways, I just really remember parts where I would be like, your job is amazing. But as I got older, I realized, like, yo, bro, your job is stressful, bro. But it's fun. Like, besides people, bro, your job is type fun. You build a connection with people that, like, you would have never thought, like, and it's crazy. Are you singing a song or are you talking to me?
No, I'm listening. I just...
No. I knew you were listening. I just didn't know if you were, like, telling me something. I heard, like, you were singing this.
Oh, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. Right?
For real, you're the only father that I never knew.
Nah. If I can't say this part, that's okay, though.
But, like, where was I? Oh, yeah, I remember, like, the first way, like, have I ever told you, like, how I got to Catskill?
No. Maybe?
So.
No.
So, like, the first.
Oh, hold on. Sorry, keep going, rather.
Actually, how I first got to Catskill is amazing. It's an amazing thing that, like, mental health and Clubhouse, just in general, this program has done. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Live commentary from the person that runs it all behind the scenes at Wave Farm. Yeah. Shout out to Wave Farm.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm trying not to get emotional here, but, how I came to even Catskill in general and just being here was, I remember it was when Clubhouse had first gotten the workforce grant. Like, when the workforce first started, we were all 14, Clubhouse had never hired anybody, it was just adult staff. It was a new program. We had just setting up all of it. Catskill Clubhouse had been around a little longer than Hudson. And at that time...
I didn't know that. I thought it was the other way around.
Nah. Catskill was the first clubhouse. And then they got to Hudson. But I remember it was a couple of us. Like, I mean, like, OG. Like... If Kai's listening, or anybody from the OG crew, I remember it used to be a kid named David. He's mad tall, and he worked with us, and so many other youth worked with Clubhouse. That was the original group, and these were Hudson kids, and they were like, "Hey, we want you to build a connection with Catskill Clubhouse." And we were like, "What? We don't want to go to Catskill. Catskill's lame." You know, like, a lot of us had problems with Catskill, and I was like,
yeah, there was some serious feuds in the, like, past between, like, the two.
Catskill and Hudson never got along. They never even, like, being in the same room would be a fight. Would be nothing but chaos.
And what's it called? Later on, as you guys got close, you would make jokes about hating each other because you were from the same place. Meanwhile, that's your way of connecting. Like, that's so ironic.
You want to know what's really funny? Like,
that's awesome.
I had before. Clubhouse. I didn't like Sosa. Me and Sosa were never friends. Me and Sosa weren't friends. And for y'all who DJ Ricky, DJ Sosa, whatever you want to call them, we weren't friends at first. We were just kids who came here, you know? And I like you, but I don't want to hear you. I don't want to hear this ad, man. And
you're Catskill. You're an op.
Yeah, you're Catskill.
You're Catskillian.
Yeah, I'm a hood kid. Feel me? Like, I'm from Hudson, man. Like, so it was like after that, I think I was the only one who came back. So I was like, you know what? This place is cool. It's bigger than my clubhouse. It's a vibe. And, you know, I was just like, man, like, I remember when this song came out, like, The Box, Everybody Rich. But, like, this is just interdimensional, guys. But
I had to fight an impulsive thought to make that noise because I know it would have been the cringiest thing to do on radio.
That song?
I can't do that without squeaking. Like, I will hit a pitch unbeknownst to men among the universe. Only dogs will be able to hear it with their sensitive hearing.
Anyways, I was the only one who came back, and, like, I just loved it so much to the point, like, they were getting me from school at that point. And I had so many other jobs I could have taken, but, like, I think it's funny because all the jobs that I would have picked fell into the same category. Like, it's to the point I knew kids so long that went in every single category. Like, I knew the kids who were jocks but nerds. I knew the kids that were nerds, and I knew the kids who would quote unquote be jocks. And you know, you had the people who just be in clouds a lot, you know? I mean, being clouds. Y'all know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, it was just like something that I would never switch for. I would never. That's like, these are memories that I don't think I would ever sell. Like, I would never sell these memories for fame, or, like, I don't think I could ever forget these people. These people were my childhood. Like, and it's hard. It's hard to say goodbye, especially to a place that watched you grow. A place that you could call at the middle of the night. And people that will pick up. A place that you can call your family and your friends in your home. And it's something that I never would have thought I would have said that I was leaving. And the fact that I know that I'm leaving, I don't know if I feel happy about it, but I know I don't feel sad about it. I feel a part of a sense of relief. In a part that of me that knows I'm only an hour away, but it's like the fact that I'm an hour away, I'm not 10 minutes away, I'm not around the corner, and it's just crazy. Actually, DJ Feeb is actually calling. Hi, Feeb.
Yo.
What up?
Yo.
So, look, we on radio. I'm over here making myself look like a fool, telling stories, because, you know, it's my last show. I'm about to go to college. Literally, I start college Monday in Schenectady.
If you want, you can read this word. I think this might...
I don't know how to say that.
Etherath.
Etherath? Like, Etherath, Metreon Synthoth?
Yeah, and read this.
The feeling of emptiness after a long and endurance process is finally complete. Having finished school, recovered from surgery, or gone home at the end of your wedding, which leaves you relieved that it's over, but missing the stress that organized your life into a mission. Ah, that's crazy. Actually, it's my final show. It's my final radio show. Actually,
before he goes away to college.
Before I go away to college.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Have any stories or memories?
That's
yo,
nuts.
This is nostalgic.
Wait, who's gonna? So wait, is it just the two of y'all? Is anybody else? Any stranger replacement?
I guess Noah. Like, I guess he'll probably take over and tease the news. New ones.
Noah, are you ready for all that?
Yup, we're gonna get DJ Sosa back in. We're gonna get the new ones. We're gonna get DJ AJ.
Like
DJ.
It's just crazy. Like, I remember, I was just saying to Noah, like, I remember, like, the OG crew, like, when I first came across the river, it was just me. We started with the workforce.
Or DJ JJ, that's his name.
Yeah, we started with the workforce, and
we're
then...
We're gonna get DJ,
all the DJs. You gotta tell your history.
Nah, I did. Okay. We had started with workforce, and then after that, the next year, we got our first job, and they were paying us.
Yeah.
That's how it started.
That's right. Yeah.
And like,
that's wild. And like, the radio show is how the Youth Peer Leader program even started.
Yeah,
like,
that's
crazy. For the radio.
Yeah. That's how I came.
Kansu said that he would refuse to sign a contract unless they figured out how to pay you.
Yeah.
That's.
Because at first.
I got respect for that.
At first, they were just paying us through Walmart gift cards. We were getting paid Walmart gift cards.
That's right. We were like incentives, but
And before that, like, we were just doing it for free. We were doing it because we liked it. It had nothing to do. And
which,
like,
is cool, but like, you know.
Yeah, you know, we all like money.
Do you think you could have done this the whole time if you weren't getting paid?
Yeah, definitely. Like, if I didn't get paid, like, I think I would have still done it. But like, I think it probably would have been different. Like. There would probably have been times like I was like, no, I'm not doing this. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Like all those times, like when I was like, you know what, I don't want to do this today. I don't think I probably would have. But like, I think the fact knowing that like I did get paid to do it, so fun, something so memorable.
Yeah.
It helped. Like, it helped me get up through those days where I was like, you know what, I don't want to do this, but I have this fun job.
I'm not gonna quit this job. So
yeah, right.
Like,
and it's actually crazy to think like this wall that we have behind us, where we sit with all these names, all these people who we've impacted, who have been on our show.
Yeah.
Throughout the years.
Yeah.
And like, I hope that this stays. Like, if we redo this room or paint this room or whatever we do. In 2 years, a year, 4 years, whatever. I hope this tradition stays.
Signing the wall.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's... We didn't have this when we started. It's something that me and you did.
Yeah.
And I feel like that small impact will be huge.
Yo. You got me smiling so big right now.
Yo. And like, this is so nostalgic.
It's just crazy to think that, like... This room wasn't originally white. It was pale. Like real talk. Like, this room was originally like a faded white. It was pale. It was pale. And there are shows where it's like, before I was in here, like, mind you, they were doing radio before I was in here. But like, they weren't, it was really just like once in a while, like, hey, I'm pop in. Me, I was like, hey, no, I liked it. And I remember Kanto was like, I could teach you. I could teach you, bro. And I was like, eh. And I was like, you know what? Sure, I'll try it. And I was like...
That one choice.
I was like, I'll try it. And even though we had our ups and downs, if it wasn't for Phoebe and Kanto, I would never be sitting here. I wouldn't be sitting in this chair. I wouldn't be in Catskill. I wouldn't be having my last show. I wouldn't have gotten into it. I probably would have, but... Nah, I can't even say I would have. Because, like, being... I didn't like my voice. I didn't like my voice.
I didn't know that.
I didn't like hearing myself played back. I didn't like hearing my voice on radio.
That's for damn sure.
I didn't like hearing the echo. None of it. Like, it was just... Yeah.
That's
a shock. And the fact I can say that I'm sitting here now with people listening to me, I came so far.
You're an you've gotten to an amazing spot. Like,
even, like, the people I've met along the way, like, even you, like, bro, I remember before you had pink hair, like.
That's crazy.
I remember when.
Not a lot of people do.
I remember when you had short, curly.
Oh, short.
Brown hair.
Short hair.
With your little zip ups. Like, you looked like a little skater boy. like real talk, you looked like yeah, a skater boy.
We've all grown up.
Oh, and like before, like it was really like you didn't wear such colorful clothes. Like you were like, it was more like monotone, bro. And I remember when like we had old staff. Like there have been so many like old staff. Like we had Maggie. We had We had Tom. Like so many staff have gone and like, came and gone. And worked here and, like, used it as stepping stones or, like, stayed for a while. But, like, all their faces left the impact. Like.
That's for real.
And it's crazy because.
Some of their faces right on here.
Yeah, man. Like,
on
like.
This wall.
I kind of wish we would have started the wall sooner. Like.
We got your signature right here.
Yeah, actually, yeah, Phoebe, yeah, we have your signature too, yeah.
Yeah, I'm on that wall.
You're on that wall.
Fuck yeah.
We have we have Lexi, DJ Lexi, DJ Lexi.
Yeah, we had so many.
Oh, Alexis.
Yeah.
We had so, like, it's, we could have had so many, and it's just like, yeah. To think
it's
that. Like so many, and it's just crazy to say like, yo, I'm one of those people that like left Lebo, like, cause like when you're a kid you don't think that, like you never think that, you're never gonna think you're gonna leave something that
you enjoy.
Yes, bro, like. Oh, it disconnected. But like
service from Vermont to the small little room.
Small little room, man.
Huge shout out.
Huge shout out to DJ.
Without him, we wouldn't be here right now, man. Both of us.
Do you have any? Yeah. What was it? Sasha? Do you remember? Actually, going back. So
yes, I do.
Hey,
yo.
Phone disconnected, I guess. But like, you want to know how I met Noah, actually.
Wasn't it the block party?
Yeah, it was the block party. It was when Phoebe's. It was when Phoebe and Faith had just started working here. And, well, Faith hadn't worked here yet, but it was Sasha. It was Sasha. And her nephew. She brought her nephew here and. No, it was like, hey, my friend told me this, or like something. And I just remember bro would walk to the block party on a hop and like short hair. And I think he had glasses. I think he had glasses.
Yeah, that was a crazy time.
I remember like you just we hit it off, like it was cool. At first I thought you were annoying. I thought you were very annoying. You talked a lot, but like I got used to your talking.
Because
like I had to realize that, like, I had to realize I didn't like you because I seen myself in you because I used to talk a lot. That's kind of why, like, I got on the radio. If you've met me, I was a talkaholic. Like, all I did was talk. I talked to
be in this field, you have to be a talkaholic.
You got
to
be a talkaholic.
To commit to something so long.
I wouldn't have even described you that way, but like, I hear that.
And,
plenty of people see each other.
Like, and it's just weird, like. To see the differences, like, I would say, like, you know, there are so many different versions of me at once that have gone.
You could say that.
Like, that have been through radio, like.
Word.
Like,
word.
And to see that, like, I put my blood, sweat, and tears, trauma, like, grief, like,
yeah.
The radio was, like, something that, like, was one of my biggest outlets. And, like, I had told Norm, like, I remember when I got offered a radio show, and I was like, you know what? I don't know. And I'm kind of happy I didn't take it. Because, like, if I didn't, if I would have taken it, I don't think I would have been here at Clubhouse. Like, I don't think I would have been here with all these memories, all these emotions, all the times I've gotten angry, frustrated, and everything. Like, I don't think I would be in this moment.
Me too.
And, like, at the end of the day, even though I haven't seen y'all faces, y'all have heard our voices. Y'all have put in...
This show is how we met Brian.
Yeah, yeah. Heard us on air. Heard us on air.
That's crazy.
Yo, Shaw, you gonna do college radio?
If... Ooh. I mean, start a club. Start a club. College radio.
They might have a college radio station.
In Schenectady? In Schenectady?
Yeah, you should check it out.
I'll check it out.
If they don't, you could start one, but you should start it out.
Check it out. Yeah, like, it's crazy how so many people have connected our voices to, like, the face, you know? And the fact that I can say that is a moment. Like, how many people that you can see that you've met that have been like, oh, yeah, I heard your voice on the radio. Like,
yeah, that is crazy.
And if you take a step back and you look at it, you're like, y'all, if I would have never done radio, these people would have never knew me. These people would have never knew my opinion. Like, and at the end of the day, it's like, you don't have to listen to our station. The fact that you, how something pulled you in, or something that you heard by passing, or someone has told you, or like a fundraiser, or anything. You being in your car flipping channels, and be like, oh, hey, I heard that song I like. Yo, let me hear that out. Like, the fact that you stopped and listen to us rant about COVID, about, like, politics, about video games, anime, like, school, actors passing ASMR, away, school, ASMR, like, rap beef, bro, like, rap beef, us talking about aliens, bro, what? Like, what radio show is really doing it like us, man? And, like, to say, like, I was a part of that is amazing. But, like, yeah. You know, honestly, Phoebe, I think I'll call you back. And you should listen and tune in to the rest of our show. We're going to get into some music. Maybe take a little break. Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, man. Thanks for calling me. It's so good to hear all of
you. No problem.
This is the best show I think we might have had yet.
In a while. But, with that
one
saying...
One of my favorites, if not...
Yeah, definitely one of my top tier. I gotta mark this. Before we do that, I think we'll... Ooh. I think we can... F it. let's go into it. A quick quiz. Are you more of a morning person at night? Are you more of a morning person or a night person? Morning person.
This is what weather you are, by the way. Completely abstract.
Okay, cool, cool. It depends on the day.
For me, it depends.
I'm gonna say a bit of both.
That's valid.
A bit of both. No, this is gonna be a quick quiz.
How important is social media on your life? Would you consider this social media? It's media, it's social, it's broadcasted. Like, if you consider this to be social media, then very important. If you consider this not to be social media...
Then not that important.
You know, yeah, right?
I'm gonna say very important, because I consider this media.
For sure. It's media, and it's all about social. It's about
community. Man. You know what's crazy? I changed my media. Like, I said change my media. I remember I liked radio so much that, like, I wanted to... be in communications and do a radio show.
I remember that.
And I was like, yo, should I change my major?
You almost went to Siena to...
Yeah, bro, like, I almost went to Siena because I wanted to do a radio. And I didn't get in, and it hurt me. And I remember when it hurt me. And maybe it was a good thing. It was a good thing. Because I don't think I would have been here. Like, I don't think I would have been in this moment. Do you love nature or outdoors? And outdoors? I would say sometimes... Actually, no, I'm going to say, yeah, I like nature. I do. I like going on walks and...
It reminds me of how much of a fleeting moment life is.
Yeah.
And how much you should enjoy it.
How important is physical fitness in your life? Very important. because sports and activity and fitness has helped me a lot.
How do you like to celebrate Thou's birthday?
I don't celebrate my birthday. I feel bad for you, bro, if you don't. Big party. I don't.
Some people don't like to do it because...
They weren't taught?
Because, like, I don't mean to sound rude, but, like, how old they are.
Yeah.
Like, they don't, like, be reminded that they're getting older.
Yeah.
With immediate family or significant. Ooh, no, but there's also a small gathering with friends. But, like...
I would say, like in a between lot of my parties two. Have been, like, small gatherings, but not, like, big parties.
But what, your family there, too.
Yeah. So, like... I'm just so small gathering with friends. But we're going to put family in there, too.
Yeah.
So, friends small gathering family. For family and friends.
Do you prefer doing the cooking or having someone else cook for you? Oh, my God. This is hilarious.
I like being the one cooking.
Oh, my God. You're going to culinary and you like cooking? That's crazy. I know, that can't be a coincidence.
How do you like to spend rain day? None of these. Stay inside. Dance and play in the rain. Do you want to use some routine?
I'm 50-50.
Yo, I'm not going to lie, gang. It depends.
Sometimes I like to play in the rain. Right?
Sometimes I like to stay inside and play video games and, like...
Depends on how heavy the rain is. If it's a light rain, I like to go out in it. If it's a medium rain, I don't like it because it's annoying. If it's a heavy rain with thunder
I'm
and
not
lightning,
going outside,
I like
man.
Watching it.
I like watching it.
I've sat out my porch and just watched storms.
I'm
with
saying,
the wind blowing on my face.
I'm going to stay playing the rain.
I'm dancing in the rain.
And you want to read this one?
Select the activity listed below that you would most want to try. So, if you had to pick one, would you run a surf, ski, skydive? Why is it all S's?
Wait, if I had to pick one?
Yeah, between surf, ski, and skydive.
Ski. I wouldn't want to try ski.
I'm going to pick skydiving.
Really? What type of vacation do you prefer?
I'm going to have to say...
I don't like sand between my feet.
I'm going to say sun and sand, personally.
I'm going to say this one.
Exotic. Okay. Yeah,
man,
I see that.
I like
that.
Different locations, man.
I remember
when I went to Jamaica. I went to Jamaica. It was different, bro. It was a movie.
You were so excited to bring back those beef patties.
It was a
bro.
Movie, bro. And
you were so passionate to go there. It was so awesome.
I was like, yo, bro.
The energy radiated. Bro. It made the work day for everybody so much better.
I brought back a beef patty from Jamaica. hey, you want to know where it's from?
Jamaica.
Like, yeah. Select. The operation, opinion below, which best describes your ideal night with friends.
I don't think they know what that one is.
Okay, real talk. We're not gonna think of it like that one.
Okay.
But,
we're gonna change what that says to watching movies with friends.
I'm gonna say watch movies. I could go to a party with friends too, but I don't know, man.
Dun, 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 dun.
I thought I went to a party. It was fun, but it didn't end up so good. I was like chilling, watching movies with friends, bro.
What is
we're almost done. We're
73%. Most important out of the options listed below. Career. Ooh, this is tough. Career, family, or relationship. You can't pick one.
I don't know what to pick.
They're literally puzzle pieces that
to
make together a puzzle. And if you take a puzzle piece away, the puzzle is incomplete.
Think about it, right? A relationship turns to a family.
That wasn't ironic, by the way. I love it here, the chaos.
Oh. Look, think about it, right?
It's just family at this point, you know?
Yeah. A relationship turns into a family.
Exactly.
But a family needs a career.
Some people call the career they work with their family. Oh my, what time is it?
6:57. We were talking a lot, bro.
This is the quickest radio show we've had.
I'm going to say none of these. Because I can't pick one. 80%.
You like pop?
I like pop.
Roll, country.
I like pop. I'm going to say it off rip. I like the pop.
I don't think any of those are
Would
my favorite.
Would pop be considered rap? Nah, Papa's like single, nah. Right? How often do you drink alcohol?
Exposure.
Wait, am I exposed to it? No.
That's not what I was asking. I was going to say, it's going to expose you, Shaw, but I'm just playing. Because you're one of the cleanest cottage people I know.
What would your friends say?
I can answer this one.
Is your best quality. Okay. You can answer this
one. What's his best quality?
Okay. Hold on.
Okay. Do you think Shaw is caring, funny, or was the last one?
Smart? None of these. So caring, funny, or smart?
Or none of these.
Or none of them.
Pick smart.
What about you?
He's smart. I'm gonna say the reason why I think he's smart.
All right.
What's your DJ name?
Ready? What?
What's your DJ name?
It's DJ Markel.
Tight.
DJ Markel here. Feel me?
DJ Markel. Yo, bro, one of the new successors.
Take over radio, bro.
Can't do that.
Anyways,
Shot is smart in many different ways, feel me? You know, he going to college one day, you know, we all going to be very missed.
Yeah, bro.
Very missed by all of us, feel me? So I'm proud of him for accomplishing the goal that not everybody accomplished in their life, especially going to college.
Yeah, he bro. Didn't have to go to for culinary, bro.
It's not something that everybody can do.
Yeah.
So that is why I picked smart. He's good at what he does. So
Thank you. Thank you for giving your opinion, bro.
Sure.
Well, take that back from you. Here you go.
I'm going to have to say in between smart and caring.
Ooh.
Because I think the reason you're smart is because you care about what you do.
Yeah.
And if you didn't care about what you did and you didn't have the motivation and drive to do what you did, you wouldn't. You would still be smart, but you would have your intelligence being used for the wrong thing, which at the end of the day isn't really that smart.
So I'm going to go for caring.
Okay.
All right, yeah. After that, we got 4 minutes. I'm going to play you out to a little song. This is going to be the last one.
Out of the options below, which celebrity would you want to spend time with? Oh, wow.
There's only two here.
Yeah, it's the last two,
it's
right?
It's between Morgan Freeman and Robert Downey
Jr.
Okay,
thank God.
I'm not going to hold you, bro. I love RDJ.
I don't even know
these other two. I'm not going to hold you. I love RDJ, but I'm going to go say Morgan Freeman, bro. He's narrated too many movies that I've watched.
He's, like, if God had a voice, I think he would sound like Morgan Freeman.
Do I get to see it?
That is crazy.
Skips to
you need
results.
To put your okay. You're rainy.
You got rainy.
Your critics rainy. Call you a pessimist, but that's not true at all. You don't go out of your way to see the good in situations, nor do you see the strive. You're simply realistic, and you try to see things for how they truly are. I would say you're an optimist,
right? Like, I'd say like I'm an optimist. Like, I don't look too much of the good, but like I don't look too much of the
shout
bad.
Out to Quizly Co. and their mid quiz. That's my opinion, but we still use them, so they're part of this. Got to give them a shout out out of respect. Without that, we wouldn't have done that. So I do appreciate that. And yeah,
see, I'm not able to Connor Pierce on. You know,
okay. Like,
I'm going to catch y'all. See you later. Thank you for listening. And Shaw Money, DJ Shaw Money, or as you know me, Shahi, I'm out, bro.
Yeah.
Chest. You deserve it, so you getting nothing less than the best. Can't believe it all started with an innocent text. I swear I'm in it for love, I'm never in it for what? Wait a second, I intercepted the vibe. I'm like Deion Sanders, baby, I'm never leaving my prime. I'm an independent rapper who way ahead of his time. You an independent woman, that's everything that I like saying. Oh, oh, you don't need your small time, leave it all behind for me. Oh, I ain't talking Nelly when I'm saying you can ride with me. Come on, run away. Timberlake in 2002, trying to make my body rock in sync with you, big dreams, late night.